Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another night of unrest and protest for part of the country. We have the story.
Two men arrested, then released after being suspected of using social media to encourage others to riot in Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Big crowd with protest in Garden City. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. For the second night in a row, we had some big thunderstorms off to the north and east of us. We remain dry, and it looks like we will continue to be that way right on into the weekend. Our full forecast is coming up.
It was another night of protests across the country over George Floyd's death in Minnesota.
No justice, no peace.
Chants were heard in New York City and across America Thursday night. In Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms sought to start a discussion with protesters.
More than our anger, we got to be able to articulate what we want as our solutions.
Out west in the L.A. area, protesters told Fox station KTTV that marchers won't stop.
Even more action is going to take place. You're just going to continue on being peaceful.
Following a memorial in Minnesota yesterday, Floyd will have two other remembrances in North Carolina and in Texas. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Wichita police arrested two men after receiving information about a social media post apparently encouraging others to riot and cause violence.
Police issued a statement Thursday morning saying the pair were responsible for the viral post and arrested them on suspicion of incitement to riot. The family of one of the men said he shared the post to speak out against the violence. Both men were released from jail after some city officials came to their defense. City Council member Brandon Johnson tells KSN News he doesn't understand why the men were arrested.
So that is the outcry that I heard from the community, in which I agree. I'm interested to see the evidence that shows that this was intentionally created on Snapchat, because that's where the picture that was shared was.
Police say no charges have been filed, but the case remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A big crowd protesting police brutality in a small Kansas community. Kansas News Service reports more than 1,000 people demonstrated Wednesday in Garden City, where roughly 26,000 people live in that city in western Kansas. A high school senior organized a protest. Demonstrators marched around Garden City Park and chanted, "I can't breathe." Protests around the world, of course, sparked by the death of George Floyd.
And Floyd protests in New York City dispersed late yesterday without police making mass arrests, despite demonstrators who were violating curfew.
It started a little rough, some pushing and shoving at the beginning. They were telling people to please go home. They had been following this group of 200 protesters throughout Brooklyn for a couple of hours. And then it was seemingly, amazingly, good news, it de-escalated. After the NYPD sandwiched them in between an avenue, a supervisor told them, "Look, we're going to let you guys go, but please go home." And at that point, protesters started filing out and going home, a de-escalation moment that, frankly, is good news.
That's Fox's Brian Lianis reporting.
Protests that devolve into looting and arson have many business owners and community leaders concerned. Some of them are talking about taking matters into their own hands to protect their properties, but should they?
Former NYPD officer and martial arts expert Gary Moskowitz says business owners are calling him asking for training so they can protect their stores. But he warns that might actually backfire on them.
They've been fighting since they're in the womb, basically. You know, they grew up in violent areas. The everyday person here is not able to confront them. And they're going to wind up getting hurt or picking up a weapon, hurting them, possibly being charged for that, and then getting hurt even more than that or having their neighbors destroyed.
Moskowitz says the best defense against looting is aggressive arresting of lawbreakers by the police. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Some comments about the national anthem and the NFL flag from New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Now some reaction from a former teammate of his who played for the Kansas City Chiefs. Get that coming up in sports.
A new study finds many of the nation's public schools are in need of major repairs. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. What impact is the coronavirus pandemic having on the economy of South Central Kansas? Economist Jeremy Hill tells KNSS News, we're definitely in a recession, but not a depression.
I don't think that's the case either. When we think about the Great Depression, which goes back quite a bit, we look at depressions in other countries, it is really stagnant for a long, long period of time. I don't think that's the case because we already saw, you know, markets starting to open up, you know, the last couple of weeks, and I expect more to happen.
Jeremy Hill is Executive Director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. He is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A new study finds that many of the nation's public schools are in need of major repairs.
Classes have been out for most schools since the coronavirus outbreak took hold in the U.S. back in March. A new study shows about half could use repairs and a facelift while students are away. That according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office. The most common issue is heating and air conditioning. A school in Rhode Island has a ventilation system that's nearly a century old. The new study also claims many schools have put off such upgrades to improve security in case of a school shooting. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The state of West Virginia is suing two drugstore giants over the opioid overdose crisis.
The lawsuit filed by Attorney General Patrick Morrissey accuses Rite Aid and Walgreens of creating a public nuisance. He says they did so by failing to monitor and report suspicious orders of prescription painkillers while inundating their retail pharmacies with tens of millions of pills. West Virginia has by far the highest death rate from prescription overdoses. A Walgreens spokesman denies the company ever manufactured or marketed opioids or sold them to the pain clinics, internet pharmacies, and pill mills that fueled the opioid crisis. A Rite Aid spokesman says the company does not comment on pending litigation. Tom Bergotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning in traffic, a couple of stalled out vehicles now. One northbound on I-135, and it's up by right around 61st Street North, that Park City area. And another one southbound on I-135 in that same area. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday.
It is Friday. That means the weekend is about to start.
And you know what, Steve, on a positive note, you know, we've been talking all morning like, yeah, you know, we got more heat, humidity, broken record kind of forecast, copy paste, however you want to put it. But, Steve, we've made it through the past few days, right? So let's go ahead and just make sure that we're continuing to stay as cool as possible out there and not doing any strenuous activity during the hottest part of the day. You know, going for that morning walk, jog, run during the morning or, you know, doing that stuff during the evening when it's going to be at least a little bit cooler. And we'll make it a few more days before things start to gradually cool down a little bit. But until then, We're going to be just a few degrees shy of the century mark. 98 degrees today, partly cloudy skies, and a 10% chance of a shower or storm that we have in the forecast, mainly for the chance of seeing a couple of sprinkles. It looks like just up to our north and east, but Wichita should be able to continue to stay dry as we go through much of the day. And then still keeping a silent 10% chance in there for maybe a pop-up shower or storm to the west later on this evening. One of those may try to kind of gradually make their way into central Kansas, but so far that's not looking likely. And then we'll have another continued 10% chance in the forecast for our Saturday, but similar to today, staying mainly dry. So after we start off with a muggy 73 early tomorrow morning, right back up into those middle to upper 90s with a high of 96 for your Saturday, back down to another low of 73 Saturday night. And then doing it all over again Sunday, 96 for a high to end the weekend. Now, we'll be on a gradual downward trend, eventually down to 88 Tuesday and Wednesday, but that's going to be the best that we'll be able to do. 90 for a high both next Thursday and Friday, and not much rain expected next week either. Right now, we're at 70 degrees. Winds are calm. We've got a dew point of 60, which is definitely making the air feel heavy once again, giving us that muggy feel. A little bit hazy, too, with visibility down to 5 miles.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:12 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can listen, find us on 98.7 and 1330. You can also listen online at knssradio.com through the radio.com app. And you can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. A lot of ways you can listen to Steve and Ted every morning right here on KNSS.
Of course, speaking about the heat, too, you guys, yesterday listening to the police scanner, tons of calls for emergency vehicles for people dealing with heat-related issues.
Yep. Really? Okay.
It seemed like there was one about every 10 minutes.
I didn't run yesterday. I did the day before. It was pretty toasty then. If I get out to run, I think I'm going to mostly do a walk and not try to push it too hard. Yeah, it's kind of a dangerous weather, so take it easy out there. I want to just make a quick comment about video for a minute here. The fact that, first of all, the incident in which Mr. Floyd was killed, I don't understand. The police officers, I don't know, it's got to be part of their training. Hey, you're on camera all the time. Did you know that, guys? And maybe he just didn't care because, you know, everything, there's always somebody there that's going to do the video on you. And so they've got him, you know. So I didn't understand, you know, why a police officer, didn't know that, or maybe he didn't care. Also, Wichita PD's got some video on their webpage of Monday night's incident after a 21st in Arkansas, where the pop bottles and the rocks were being thrown at the police officers. Mm-hmm. Some pretty good video of the kids who were doing it. They're all kids. They all look like they're 16 years old. And they're just heaving bottles and laughing. And here's their face right there in front of the camera. So I got a feeling some of these youngsters are going to have a tough time here.
Whether or not there's a camera on you isn't the point.
Okay.
It's how you act regardless of whether you're being shown is what
Absolutely.
Matters.
Do you only behave
the act is no less heinous whether it's filmed or not.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you only act nice when somebody's forcing you to be nice? You only do the right thing when somebody's
watching. A lot of us do. Sometimes that's human behavior.
That's part of the big part of the problem here. All right. On a lighter note, I had my twin granddaughters over at our house yesterday afternoon for just some time to be with their grandmother, Momo, we call her, Shelley, St. Shelley. And Jocelyn and Mary are 13. They sat down there, the three of them, all afternoon. I mean, for several hours. I was napping. They played Stitchopoly.
Yeah, I saw this on social media, and they called you out for not participating.
It's kind of like it's Monopoly, only they got it with fabrics and, you know, and sewing stuff. Well, I know about that. You know, then what was the Monopoly game with the Wichita Monopoly?
Wichitopoly.
I've never played that
when I was growing up. That was great.
I never played that, but I would dig that out.
You never played that?
No.
That was huge.
That'd be fun. But I did not participate in Stitchopoly yesterday. How about that? Okay.
You grumpy.
I thought it was pretty nice for a couple of 13-year-old girls to sit down with their grandmother and play all afternoon. They just had a ball. It's one of those things. In the pandemic, these are the kind of things we're doing. We weren't doing it because of the pandemic, just having some fun there. This weekend, the 7th of June, is coming. Today's that'd be Sunday. The 7th is my parents' wedding anniversary. Both of them, they're gone now, both of them. But they were married on June 7th, I think it's 1942, I'm almost certain.
During the war.
My mom had come to Western Kansas to work at Beechcraft. My dad had come from Southeast Kansas to do the same, and they met at Beechcraft. They were married in the Methodist Church in Newton, Kansas. Now, I know all that. Shelley and I were talking the other day, and my wife, and apparently her parents were also married in the Methodist Church in Newton, Kansas, you know, like a year or two later. So it looks like both of our parents were married in the same church.
What was the tie to Newton?
I don't know. Just they had a nice Methodist church there, and that's where they went. I don't know why we went to Newton. Anyway, that's part of the past. Mom and Dad, I always remember their anniversary is the day after D-Day. It's June 6th. So that would have been 1942. All right. Steve and Ted now coming up on 7:18. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we were talking earlier about the fact that I spent some time with some of my friends in the west part of Wichita last night at my good friend Rod Setchel's house, or his man cave, or as we call it now, the Setchel Pavilion. It's got a roof over it. And he was listening to the baseball game that was played in 1989, the Shocker game.
Yeah.
That you've been talking about. And he had it on.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And he said he'd been listening. He'd gone out there every night of the week. I've just been out in his garage and just after listening to the ball game.
It's been just great radio all week
and
long.
And nice weather to be out in the evening. So there you go. Ted Woodward Sports Now.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay,
we do have other sports going on today. Of course, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees now walking back a statement he made recently about those who kneel during the national anthem. A lot of backlash on those comments. And we got some more comments yesterday from former NFL wide receiver Joe Horn. Of course, you remember him. He played for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then he was a teammate with Brees for several years with the New Orleans Saints. Comments from Joe Horn on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio on Sports Radio KFH.
I talked to my sons last night, and they were upset. They were upset with their father, and they said, "Dad, you should really just stop talking on social media." And I said, "Okay, I will. I'll cancel my social media after the night, after I do my interview. I'm done with social media." But, son, at the end of the day, when people do say things about your race, if a white person say something about your race and that white person you work with or you play football with comes to you and says, "Hey, I said some stuff 2 years ago, man. And you know what? I've got my life right and I know who God is and I believe you do too. And I'm asking for your forgiveness."
We'll hear some more from Joe Horn coming up next hour as well on thoughts on this situation. The NBA looks like they have a plan in place to start playing in late July, originally based out of everybody playing in Orlando, Florida, to start out with. Although there seems like there's always a problem, some older NBA coaches apparently are not happy because they're the ones that will have to wear masks and not the younger coaches. Here's Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider.
I talked to Mike D'Antoni from Houston, Alvin Gentry, the New Orleans coach, both north of 67, about the possibility that they might have to wear masks coaching their team while other coaches, younger coaches, who were in less potentially vulnerable age brackets for COVID would not be wearing masks. And, you know, both coaches really pushed back at the idea of them being singled out. And I think they felt if you want to have all of the coaches wear masks, because that's an important safety protocol, absolutely. But don't single us out.
So at least the NBA has a plan. Major League Baseball doesn't. And Jason Fitz on ESPN says baseball should be worried about what the NBA is doing here.
Fans are going to be looking around saying, "Well, I don't want to support baseball. I don't want to invest in baseball." Well, you know what? It's pretty fun in the middle of summer to go into an arena, especially if you're in a hot place. You go into a nice, cool arena. Watch an NBA playoff game, right? It's going to be pretty fun in the summer to go watch end of the regular season games that mean more because everybody's trying to figure out what their playoff seeding is going to be. This is a huge win for the NBA. The 16 teams, 22 teams, this playoff is going to be a fun short-term win for the NBA. But long-term, the discussion is going to be about how COVID-19 coronavirus created a new calendar for the NBA. And I believe that new calendar will take the NBA to a different and larger set of eyeballs in the summer and will change the way sports are covered entirely throughout the calendar year.
Interesting. And as you were talking about, Steve, all week long over on Sports Radio KFH, we've been bringing you Wichita State's wins at the 1989 College World Series on the way to the national title. We've had four great games all week long, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And now that we've hit the end of the week, Friday, there's only one game left, the national championship game.
That's
from that
right.
year.
Right.
Which we've all remember well, Wichita State versus the Texas Longhorns with the national title on the line in college baseball. Of course, Mike Kennedy had the call of that game, and that was super fun stuff to hear 31 years later.
Tricky Mott swinging. Greg Crummett with a first and third and nobody out gets out of it, striking out the last two, and the Shocker dugout showing more emotion than you'll normally see from them for Texas in the first.
We'll get to hear the whole game. Mike Kennedy with the call, the national title game, Wichita State and Texas at 6 o'clock tonight. And that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, right after the drive with Bob and Jeff over on Sports Radio KFH. Remember, these games have not been aired live in 31 years. They were on back in June of 89. So it'd be fun to relive that one tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And to finish up a great week with all these Shocker baseball broadcasts over on Sports Radio KFH. 6 o'clock tonight. Make sure you're listening for that one. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Is property destruction during looting really violence? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.